Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Candidate filing period closes for 2024 election. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Teresa Lane. The filing deadline for state, county, and city elections ended on Friday, May 31st, marking the start of the campaign season for various positions in Gillette and Campbell County. In the Gillette City Council races, Ward 1 candidates are Darren Edmonds, Chris Smith, and Greg Shears, as current Councilwoman Trish Simonson decided not to seek re-election. In Ward 2, incumbent Billy Montgomery faces challenger Jack Cleary. Councilman Nathan McLeland of Ward 3 is running for re-election against Patricia Collins. On the county side, Bob Jordan, who recently filled former Commissioner Colleen Faber's position, is seeking re-election. Additionally, Commission Chair Del Shellstad's seat will be vacant at the end of 2024, creating another open seat. Candidates for these positions include Jerry Means, Tom Simons, Larry Steiger, and Troy Castleberry. At the state level, the upcoming elections include the State House of Representatives, where Abby Angelos, Ruben Tarver, Chris Knapp, and John Baer are running unopposed. Representative Ken Clouston is seeking re-election and is being challenged by longtime Gillette resident George Dunlap. Senator Troy McEwen's seat is the only Campbell County Senate seat up for election, with McEwen being challenged by Phil Christofferson, the former CEO of Energy Capital Economic Development. The primary election in Campbell County is scheduled for August 20th, with the general election set for November 5th, 2024. Gasoline prices rising in Wyoming, averaging $3.32 per gallon. Gasoline prices in Wyoming have increased by 1.1 cents per gallon over the past week, averaging $3.32 per gallon, according to a GasBuddy.com survey of 494 stations. The Wyoming News Exchange reported prices ranging from $2.94 to $4.19 per gallon, which is a $1.25 difference. Nationally, the average gasoline prices have risen 1.2 cents per gallon to $3.56 per gallon, though it's 6.5 cents lower than a month ago and 1.2 cents higher than a year ago. Meanwhile, the national average price of diesel has decreased by 2.9 cents, now standing at $3.82 per gallon. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.